When we select a new trainee, we look for somebody who is very smart, has big ambitions, and has a good heart. And we hope that that trainee is going to go on to make a real difference in their field and in the world. And Ned Hook makes us very proud. He represents the ideal example of what we hope for when our trainees complete their training and then go on out to launch their own independent careers. So, I'm really happy to be able to introduce Ned today as the 2008 Thomas Perrin Awardee of the ASTDA for two reasons. One is because of Ned himself, who is, I think, so deserving of this award, but also because his father, Ed Hook, was my first role model as a professor in infectious diseases at Cornell University Medical College and was actually a big help to me as a colleague as I was starting up my own career. Now, Thomas Perrin was the Assistant Surgeon General, and he started small, building privies and doing rural sanitation. He then became chief of the USPHS Division of Venereal Diseases, and he undertook efforts to stop the moral condemnation of venereal diseases and to consider syphilis as a medical condition. He became Surgeon General under President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He wrote the famous book, Shadow on the Land, which was published by ASHA in 1937. He actually created the extramural grants program for the NIH, which we are all very deeply indebted for. And he chaired the International Health Conference, where the World Health Organization's draft constitution was first adopted. So he is a man of many talents who we honor with this award and remember that with this award. And he wrote this book, Shadow on the Land, and as I was listening to the plenary talk this morning from Franklin Gilliam on reframing, this is probably the classic example of reframing of venereal diseases in this book, and so it was very appropriate to have that talk this morning before this award. So Ned's career includes having been at Hobart College in Upper New York State, where I have heard that he was a star athlete in football. And then he played pulling guard and linebacker, for those interested in these things. He then went on to Cornell Medical School, where he played rugby. And if you look at him, he kind of looks like a football player and a rugby player today. And then he came to the University of Washington in 1976, where he spent an entire decade. He did his residency and chief residency in internal medicine, then a postdoctoral fellowship in infectious diseases. And then he became deputy medical director of our STD clinic at the Seattle King County Harborview Medical Center for 2 years. Now, Ned was one of the, I'd have to say, one of the two most hardworking postdocs I've ever known. He spent long hours. He worked on weekends every weekend. He had sleepless nights. And as a result, he's sort of become the sentinel guinea pig for the most boring lectures you ever want to hear. But he's earned this, these rests. He went on to Hopkins, and here he is in an earlier period. He was at Hopkins from 1985 to 1992 for 7 years, where he served as an assistant and then associate professor in four different departments, actually, medicine, epidemiology, health policy and management, and immunology and infectious diseases. And these four appointments really illustrate how diverse his background has been, how he's been able and determined to take on new knowledge bases that are really relevant for his work. So in 1992, in an effort to obviously, having gone first from Seattle to Baltimore to seek higher rates of STDs, he went on to Alabama, to the University of Alabama, to seek even higher rates of STDs. And he became professor of medicine and epidemiology there, and he added a new discipline, a fifth discipline, as he became professor of microbiology as well. So he has excelled as in really all of the three areas, in clinical work, in his teaching and mentoring, and in research. As a clinician, he not only continues to serve as a medical director for the Jefferson County STD program, but he regularly attends on the most prestigious internal medicine service at UAB and on the infectious disease consult service, and from 2001 to 2008 has been listed as one of the best doctors in America. As teacher and mentor, I think many of you don't really appreciate this. He's been selected twice as the outstanding teacher in infectious diseases at UAB. He serves as principal investigator for UAB's clinical research training grant, the K30 grant, and he's director of the UAB Infectious Disease Fellowship Program. And he's had many successful trainees and mentees over his years. In research, he has published nearly 300 manuscripts, peer-reviewed manuscripts, and three books and monographs. And he hasn't lost his touch. He had 10 publications in 2006. He's the principal investigator on three or four NIH and CDC grants. And he's continuing to crank out the work. I actually went through your bibliography, Ned. I tried to identify those papers that were some of my favorites that would be sort of mandatory reading for STD scholars. And when I got to about 100, I realized that it was time to stop. You really have had a productive career. Some of my favorites, and I was just talking to Ned about this, include his work with operational research, where he showed that rapid tests, even tests less sensitive than the best tests, actually lead to a higher rate of treatment of patients with STDs, because those who undergo the delay with the usual tests are lost to follow-up often. He was the first to show that self-obtained vaginal swabs were highly effective for nucleic acid amplification tests. And his series of syphilis research studies include many classics. And at this meeting, he's going to be presenting the major multi-center study that he led that has compared azithromycin to benzathine penicillin G for treating syphilis. This will be presented at 4 o'clock in the late breaker session today in room Northwest 5. And it will be equally important to hear from Ned how we should be using this information that he'll be presenting to us at that session. Now, it's hard to classify Ned's research into one or two narrow categories. This is partly because he is so broad-based in his own skills and disciplines. So his research has been intrinsically interdisciplinary, and that has been one of the reasons that it's been as innovative as it has been. He's led many studies of the epidemiology, diagnosis, treatment, immunology, and pathogenesis and prevention of a variety of STDs. And I would say that he's not been limited to studies from his own STD clinics that he's worked in Seattle, in Baltimore, or in Birmingham. For example, he studied STIs and risk factors for STIs in emergency rooms, in HIV clinics, in adolescent medicine clinics, in urban shelter clinics, outpatient psychiatry clinics, prisons, substance abuse clinics, in Mongolia, Peru, Madagascar, in motor taxi drivers and female sex workers in the Amazon region, over the internet, in juvenile detention, programs for driving under the influence offenders and the elderly. And he told me just a moment ago that his next step is going to be politicians. I think we should do a survey of attendees at the CDC STD conference. That would be an interesting outcome, too. Some other examples of his most recent interdisciplinary studies have included a variety of qualitative and quantitative studies and prevention trials with sociobehavioral researchers. Diane Grimley, Gina Wingood, Ralph DiClemente, and Laura Bachman, who has had strong interests in sociobehavioral research as well as infectious disease. He's carried out, he's probably the leading STD person carrying out cost-effectiveness studies with Sue Goldie and others at Harvard. And his analysis of condom effectiveness with Lee Warner and his colleague Macaluso at UAB and others. And he's had many collaborative studies in a variety of fields as well. So Ned Ismet has also made many voluntary contributions that I think a lot of you don't know about. He has been the, just to mention a few, the past president of the ASTDA when it was called AVDA. He's been the past chair of the board of directors of ASHA. He's currently the chair of the CDC HRSA Advisory Committee on HIV and STD Prevention and Treatment. He's a member of CDC's National Center for Infectious Disease Board of Scientific Counselors, and he's recently chaired the Advisory Committee for CDC's STD Prevention Division Research Program. So, this is partly why people love him so much. He's done so much for other people. And I asked a lot of people to send me pictures of Ned. So they're all with women. It's interesting. here he is with the co-organizer of this meeting, Jeannie, and another major organizer of this meeting, Judy. And here he is with Sevgi Aral and Tom, Sevgi, who organized the Saturday meeting. Here he is with Terry Hogan, one of our favorite people. And here he is, I think that's Connie Callum and Nancy Padian. And I actually had so many other pictures of Ned hugging others that I had to leave them out. So here he is. I try to keep an eye on him when he comes out in Seattle. But so anyway, he's had many awards, not to mention all of them, but he received at Harborview for being the best house staff. Member, he got the Upjohn Achievement Award. When he's received the ASTDA Achievement Award already. He received a special citizenship citation from the mayor of Baltimore. He received the Charles Shepard Science Award in 2005 for work that he did in collaboration with Lee Warner, who was the first author, and others. Ned was the senior author on the paper, for the case crossover design for studies of condom effectiveness. My favorite of his awards is the Charles Barkley Excellence in Mentoring Award from the UAB Minority Health and Research Center. So, Ned, I'm out of time and out of breath of describing your many accomplishments. So please come on up and receive this Parent Award from the ASTDA.
You are easy on me. I know those room for more.